Ramayan Act 3, Chapter 12. Ravana exhibits his prowess. Scene 2. Ravana's final war cry. Overcome by anger and lust, as well as a burning grief, the demon turned away from Sita and made his way to the council chamber. Surrounded by his ministers, he entered the great hall, afflicted with agony. He sank onto his gem-encrusted throne and sat there snorting like a furious lion. With folded hands, he addressed the assembly. I now depend fully on all of you. The time to destroy our arrogant enemy has now come. Tomorrow, I shall march out to kill Ram. First of all, you should all go out, weapons held high, and weaken the human prince and his army. I shall soon follow you. The Rakshasas roared in joy. They rose up in a body and rushed out of the hall, mounting horses, chariots, elephants, and other carriers. They stormed out of the city. They immediately hurled a massive shower of axes, maces, spears, darts, and iron clubs upon the monkeys. Those monkeys replied only with trees and rocks. The two armies again fell upon one another with a tremendous clamor. Ram decided that it was time he demonstrated his own insurmountable prowess. He immediately penetrated deep into the ranks of the Rakshasas. He moved about like a whirlwind, leaving a trail of slaughtered demons in his wake. Why, the Rakshasas could hardly look at him. No one could see his movements as he took out arrows from his inexhaustible quiver and sent them in all directions. By releasing the weapons of the Gandharvas, Ram made himself appear in a multitude of forms. To the confused Rakshasas, he seemed to be everywhere at once. They saw the curved golden ends of his bow whirling like a firebrand and seeming to completely surround them. His arrows flew from all directions simultaneously. Those arrows sliced the Rakshasas to pieces. In less than 2 hours, Ram had exterminated 200,000 Rakshasas, along with 18,000 elephants and 14,000 horses. The Rakshasas were completely routed, and they fled in panic. Their chariots lay smashed, and their armor and weapons littered the ground. With mangled corpses of Rakshasas and animals lying everywhere, the battlefield appeared ghastly. The surviving Rakshasas rushed back to Lanka, looking back in fear of Ramachandra. The monkeys cheered and surrounded Ram. Having withdrawn his divine weapons, he stood at ease, blazing with splendor. Sugriva, Hanuman, and Vibhishan looked in awe at Ram. Ram then said, "Only the glorious Lord Shiva and I can exhibit such ability with celestial missiles." As the monkeys walked around Ram with folded palms, the gods and rishis praised him from the skies, and a shower of flowers dropped down. Ravana sat sighing in his palace. All around him, he could be hearing the woeful laments of Rakshasa women who had lost their husbands and sons. He was at wit's end. How had this all happened? What kind of humans were Ram and Lakshman? This was unimaginable. There were only a few powerful heroes left in the Rakshasa army. Even the gods could not have reduced him to such a plight. What to speak of an army of monkeys and bears led by a human? Ravana bit his lips and clenched his fists. His eyes were crimson, and he snorted loudly. Like a losing gambler, impelled to stake everything, the demon surrounded the last of his commanders and ordered them to march out once again for battle. This time, he would accompany them. Reluctantly, the Rakshasas accepted Ravana's command. They were stricken with terror as they thought of Ram. Seeing his commanders trembling in fear, Ravana laughed and he began to speak. With an endless shower of arrows, resembling the rays of the sun, I shall dispatch Ram and Lakshman to the abode of Yamaraj. Today I shall avenge my kinsmen and followers. I will wipe out the monkey battalions with the waves of weapons surging like a violent ocean. Heads transfixed on arrows will appear on the battlefield like so many lotus flowers upon golden stalks. Each of my arrows will pierce 100 monkeys. The vultures and jackals will be fully sated with the flesh of my enemies today. Fetch my chariot. Fetch my weapons. Immediately I shall march out at the head of my army. Ravana stood bellowing out his war cry. The demons felt heartened that their king was finally coming out to fight. That lordly Rakshasa had never been defeated in battle. Surely this spelled the end of Ram, Lakshman, and all the monkeys. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.